order, and we'll start off with attendance. The chair is here. The vice chair is recused from these discussions, so I guess he's not going to be here tonight. Commissioner Vogts?
Here.
Commissioner Landa?
Here.
Commissioner Bergen?
Here.
Commissioner Gill?
Here.
And Commissioner McGinley?
Present.
And this won't be a joint hearing tonight, even though our hearings official is also involved in these discussions, but apparently she won't be here tonight either. Could all of us please rise, and I'll ask Commissioner Gill to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. I'd like to issue a welcome to our guests from the University of Oregon. Hello, and thank you for coming. Do we have any adjustments to the regular session agenda? Hearing none, do we have any business from the audience this evening that would be business that will not discuss the public hearing that we're going to have tonight? So any other items that...
We don't have a public hearing. We do have an agenda item, however.
Okay, thank you. So any discussion that will otherwise address any other items appearing on our agenda otherwise? Hearing none. First of all, we have two sets of minutes from June 4th, 2019 and July 2nd, 2019. Has everyone had a chance to review the minutes that were in the packet? Seeing nods. Do we have a motion to approve both sets of minutes for the June 4th and the July 2nd?
I move that we approve the minutes for the June 4th, 2019 regular session and the July 2nd, 2019 regular session minutes as recorded.
Second?
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Vogts, second by Commissioner Gill. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. That's all approved. Tonight, we have, we are listed as having a quasi-judicial public hearing on our agenda.
Well, it's a quasi-judicial land use decision. It's not a, you'll notice in the list of items, a public hearing isn't listed there.
Okay. Folks, this is for the appeal of Type 2 Director's Land Use Decision authorizing the issuance of tree felling permit for a publicly owned property within Glenwood, journal number 811-19-16TYP2. First of all, the conduct of the quasi-judicial from our city attorney.
Yeah, so I also want to note that the motions I handed out to you as draft are wrong. The application number is incorrect. So reference the -116TYP2 instead of the 102TYP3 that I gave you. I think that is maybe the site plan. So we received a objection.
It's correct. That is the appeal case number.
This is the appeal case number. Okay, never mind. You can reference either one. Reference the one I gave you on the minutes then and save yourself the trouble, or on the motion. So this came up because we received a procedural objection from the appellant in this case. As you'll recall, as the Planning Commission, left the record open in the tree felling application from June 18th to July 2nd, and then 1 week for response from the 3rd through the 9th, and then for another week after that for final rebuttal. Due to just a series of miscommunications and vacations and the holiday weekend, the information that was submitted in the first 2 weeks was not provided to the appellant until they asked for it very late in the day on the last day. And so we're just to give ample opportunity to respond so that everybody has a chance to get the information that they want you to consider. We're just asking you to reopen the record for that, just for the 1 week response time and for the one week, then a final rebuttal for sub, to give them an opportunity. They do now have all of the information that was submitted through July 2nd. It's all posted on the city's website. So just one more week for them to respond to that, and then another week for sub's final rebuttal. The hearings official is not here tonight because she previously submitted an order in which she opened her record consistent with the timelines that are in your AIS that we're asking you to do tonight. So I can answer any questions if you have them, or Andy can answer.
Commissioner Bowes.
This continuation is solely for the purpose of allowing the appellant to look at the late arriving material, and it isn't opening up the record for public comment in general?
It's not for public comment in general. It's for anyone to respond. So it could be the appellant, or it could be sub or any other interested party, anyone to respond to just what was submitted from June 18th through July 2nd.
Thank you.
Yes.
But that would cause us to delay continued deliberation today.
Right. What it means is that you would deliberate on the tree felling application appeal on September 4th, which is the same night you're scheduled to deliberate on the site plan and the hillside decisions as well.
Okay. At this point, we are considering the need to extend the written record. So at this point, are we ready to consider a motion for this?
Quick question.
Commissioner Bergen.
Thank you. On the motion we've received, there are two different date timelines. Is there a preference to the one?
It's both of them. So oh, it would be both things. Because the first bullet okay. point is as 1 week for response, and then the second bullet point is a week for final rebuttal.
Great. Thanks for clarification.
Yeah.
Final question, if I may.
Commissioner Landon.
Again, you have a different case number on the on the motion than there is on the question.
I think what the one that was read off on the agenda is that's an appeal of the director's decision, and there's a separate case number for the director's decision. So you can just read the case number as I typed it, and Andy confirmed that that is the one for the actual appeal. So I was wrong in my comment to you tonight, right, originally.
Okay, stay with what's here.
Stay with what's here, yeah.
Commissioner McGinn.
Is it feasible to deliberate all three decisions in one night on the 4th?
I mean, I think you don't have anything else on the agenda, correct?
Nope, no, we moved everything off of it.
No other public hearings or other matters. And certainly if you start deliberations and find that you need more time, we can meet. I think you should have time after that to continue deliberations. And it may be more efficient in terms of if the commission being able to have a more robust conversation about what information fits under which criteria of which decision, and where different things line up. If you find that a criteria isn't met for one application, does that affect the other applications? And that train of thought.
Do we have anything scheduled for the 20th? Which would normally be
of this month? Yeah. No, we're giving you a summer break.
We're giving you a summer break.
No, we're not getting a break. But you will, Andy's working hard to get those packets together so you get them the week of, what week is that? You'll have like almost 2 weeks to review them.
Yeah.
Meeting on the 20th isn't quite enough time for staff to pull together all of the final record information from the site plan and hillside, or for the tree felling. The site plan and hillside record closes in a week from today, and this is not enough time for the packet for the 20th.
And honestly, with the size of the packets for each one of these items, let alone all three of them, I think it's going to serve us well to decide this in September, to begin discussion of this in September. Hopefully by that time we'll have enough time to get through the entire packet, each and every one of us. I am entertaining a motion for extension of the written record. Commissioner Landon.
I would like to move to reopen the written record in case number 811-19-00012-TYP3 for 1 week from August 6, 2019 to the close of business 5 p.m. August 13th, 2019 for response to testimony and evidence that was submitted into the record between June 18th and July 2nd, 2019, and for 1 week from August 14th, 2019, to close of business at 5 p.m. on August 20th, 2019, for the applicant's final rebuttal.
Motion by Commissioner Landon, second.
Second
by Commissioner Bergen. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. That is decided. Next portion, we have certainly no report of council action unless they've been meeting off the clock. Do we have any business from the Planning Commission?
Yes, Mr. Chair. I'm sorry, Commissioner.
I was going to ask a question in regard to our rotation for the council meetings. You'd indicated one of your recent emails, Linda, that because the council is changing their meeting dates frequently, that you're going to have to create a new rotation calendar for us. You had included in that email some dates for us. Are those the old dates or the new dates?
Those are the new dates that's on your agenda, the email that I sent you that added the two August dates.
Okay.
And so I just bumped everyone up 2 weeks. And I will get, I had forgotten about that, so I will get to that.
No, that's fine. As long as I know the next one around, that's fine.
Yes, absolutely.
Because I'm forgetting about
that. But that's correct. What was sent to you in your email is correct.
Because I'm forgetting about the annual calendar. That's.
Well, I'm just wondering if that's even necessary, if the emails is better for everyone.
Well, because of so many changes, I mean, it doesn't really, isn't relevant anymore.
I have a question. Is there any future code update meetings coming up?
We just had a governance committee meeting last week.
Yeah.
There is a technical advisory committee meeting, I believe, on Friday the 16th.
Can
look up the time on that.
That's correct, and it's at 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock. And then...
So would that be for the business and economic development code?
I believe it's housing still.
Housing.
It's still housing.
Okay. Friday the 16th at 2 p.m. Thank you. Any other business from the commission? Hearing none. Business from Development and Public Works Department. Mr. Donovan.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Pardon me, Commissioner. Jim Donovan sitting in for Sandy Belson this evening and presenting, I guess, an offer from planning manager Tom Boyat. He asked me to extend an offer for staff and our public information officers to assist the planning commissioners should, in the run-up to the Patrician mobile home public hearing before council, you get a request for any information or an interview, or even if you get buttonholed at the grocery store by one of your constituents, that you have the option of referring them to your written record. You can refer them to staff, you can refer them to Andy or myself or Planner Belson, and we would refer them probably directly to one of the public information officers. So with all your good work that went into the Patrician recommendation, you certainly can stand on your record and avoid any, it's not exactly an ex parte contact, but any, you know, misquoting or having someone who might be participating in the Patrician public hearing in front of council try to relay, you know, your comments. So as commissioners, you're free to speak to whomever you want, wherever you want, but I will pass along that offer for my planning manager.
Thank you. Any further questions or
I don't know, Jim, whether you're up to speed on this process we've been going through on the sub various applications and the appeals, but on the tree felling part of it, we originally were scheduled to meet in the last week of May on Wednesday, on Memorial Day week, and the reason given was that because of the time deadline, we had to meet without delay. And then the meeting was continued or postponed until June the 16th. And the explanation was that it was decided by staff that a timeline did not apply to this particular application. Now, when we did have our meeting on June the 16th, Sandy asked the involved parties whether they were willing to waive the deadline. So there was a little bit of conflict as whether there was or was not a deadline that applied to that particular application and appeal. Do you happen to know what actually has taken place in regard to the deadline and either this application or non-application?
Thank you, Commissioner. Well, as the urban planning supervisor, I did review those staff reports and prepared them for issuance. And Andy and Christina can handle your technical question as to those exact dates and the chain of events with the applicant, who I believe did extend the 120-day period. It's not unusual in the case of appeals, and certainly in the case of three appeals, to have a record extended. The exact limitations or the period by which they did, I will leave to the folks in the room that have been here for all your hearings. I think Christina could probably take that.
So the reason that one was extended, if you'll recall, is that we didn't properly notify the appellant. And so if we had met on the May date that we originally planned to meet, we would have had to extend the time period until 20 days later anyway. So instead of calling you all in for a special meeting that we would have had to actually postpone for 20 days at the meeting, we postponed the meeting without bringing you all in first. So that was the reason. There was originally sort of a question about whether there was an automatic appeal right to the council, which would have factored into the 120 days, and we, Sandy, Jim, and myself, and as well as meeting with Andy, met and discussed that and determined based on the code that there's an option for the council to call up the appeal further, but it's not a right of appeal to the council. So your decision will be final unless the council were to decide on its own by motion to further review your decision, which I would not expect them to do in the vast majority of cases.
But it was stated that the deadline did not apply at all.
The 120-day rule does apply.
Okay.
So it was not, the urgency for meeting was not as early or as urgent in rescheduling to June, not that it wasn't.
Well, I mean, that's a different set of circumstances then, because Sandy said after discussion with staff, it was decided the deadline did not apply to this case.
Yeah, my understanding of what she at least meant to say, or what I heard her say, was that the deadline wasn't as imminent. So we still have a 120-day deadline, but we weren't having to account for a month of potential city council process.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Other questions, comments? Any business from the Development and Public Works Department?
Not at this time. None further.
Hearing none, we'll adjourn the regular session of the Springfield Planning Commission. Thank you.
Thank you, Ian. We did it. Oh,
she's a slash. Or she looks like that.
Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for checking in.
No weeks.
No, no, no way. I mean, that's true.
Brenda, you